The debut solo album from Tuello begins with a chorus of voices.
They say I write about tragedies. Sorry for what happened, we were young, young.
Those voices are Tuello's sisters singing with her.
My sisters are just like, you do what, rock music? So they were really happy. It was the first time they'd ever had to do anything like this.
Her family is a constant presence on this album. Tuello grew up in rural South Africa, in a household with dozens of people at the tail end of apartheid. At age 17, she left for New York City alone. She sang backup vocals for people like Paul Simon, Hugh Masekela, and Angelique Kidjo. And today, she's releasing her own record. It's called The Life of Margaret Cornelius. Tuello recently moved back to South Africa, and her new album is full of memories of growing up there.
My parents are clergy. Now they're like, we weren't political. We were working in a system where to be political was needed.
That system being apartheid.
That system being apartheid. And so I grew up in a family that was very used to and very much involved in activism, in community organizing, and the politics of things.
There is a sort of ode to your mother on this album. Her name is Margaret, and the song is called Saint Margaret.
Anyway, I cry when they reject me.
Tell us about this.
Well, my mother is a saint. She's a living saint, and I don't think I'm the only person who thinks my mother is a saint. And so that's why I
for the record, I think my mother is a saint too. I just have to say that. It's not about me, but
all right,
please
all right.
Go on.
I'm sure your mother's amazing. I really am. My mother is beyond magnanimous. She is a really, really good person who believes in being good to everybody and doing good for everybody and going out of your way. And, you know, I recently went back to South Africa and I was with a friend and we went to the supermarket where I grew up in like that town, that small desert town. And as soon as I got there, I was like at the counter and this lady was like, oh my goodness, we know who you are. And they called each other and they were just like, take everything for free. Everybody, she's here. And they were just like,
because you were the daughter of St. Margaret.
Yes, because I'm the daughter of St. Margaret.
What did she think when she heard the song for the first time?
She was like, okay.
sort of understated reaction there.
It was. I mean, she's just like, fine, I get it. You're singing in English, you know? She told me over the weekend that my cousin called her and started singing St. Margaret to her. And she says for the first time in her life, she was shy. She's like, she was blushing all day. She couldn't believe it. And she was just like, you did that for me. I was like, oh, that's really cool. That makes me happy.
The rock vibe of this album might not be obvious coming from somebody who grew up on a farm in rural South Africa. Tell us about how you found your sound.
My sound is really, from a traditional standpoint, how I hear. I am Motswana. My tribe is Batswanas. And how I hear our sound is rock and roll, you know?
Yeah.
And so even though the root of it is just us tapping and making beat and polyrhythms with our hands and feet and voice, the base of it is that. And it just grows into all of these sounds. That boom, boom. Like, I can clap it, I can sing to it.
It's the rhythms of your childhood.
It's the rhythms of my childhood. And so I do that. I do that with rhythm guitar, too. Like, if I can't do that with my feet, I'm going to make the guitar itself do that for me.
You said that your parents were sort of forced into becoming political people because of the apartheid system that they lived under. You grew up at the tail end of that.
Right.
And so do you think of your music as activism, as protest music, as a part of that tradition?
Absolutely. I always was with my parents everywhere they went. The meetings, the discussions, I really remember all of that. And it influences a lot of what I write.
Is there anything from that that comes up in one of these songs, either specifically and directly, or generally and indirectly?
Queen of Nothing. I wrote Queen of Nothing only because there's this one queen who is a Modwana Beri Soto queen. They're like all of these tribes. And she was called the Queen of the Cats and was known to be a warrior against... when colonizers came, and she was a warrior, and she was then killed by colonizers because she was refusing to give up her nation. And so I'd written it in the space of her now, just as a queen of nothing, you know, to imagine this woman who wanted so much for us and didn't achieve it. And so, but still, she's a queen. Even if she's a queen of nothing. Queen of nothing, the benevolent. Queen of nothing, the magnificent.
Queen of nothing, you are everything. Queen of nothing. It strikes me that running through this album, there is this theme of these larger-than-life women who figure prominently in your life, your imagination, your upbringing, your history, on whose shoulders you're sort of standing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think about that all the time. It is, sometimes I wake up and I call my grandmother's name. Mm. Like, I just call out her name. She was known to be fierce. She was the only woman in her tribal council who was an elder, who was allowed to speak amongst men or to give judgment or to listen to troubles in the village and amongst the tribe.
It's funny, I've listened to this record a lot leading up to the interview, but I think I'm going to hear it differently now that I know that those are your sisters, that that is your mother, that the spirit of your grandmother is hovering over it all. It brings a different quality to it.
Oh, cool. I mean, I'm glad. I just wrote it. Sometimes songs write themselves, so I would like for you to just enjoy it without...
It's also just great music, right? You don't need the annotations.
Great. I'm sure my grandmother's somewhere out there going, I don't know what's going on with her.
That's the singer Tuello. Her debut solo album is called The Life of Margaret Cornelius. Thank you so much.
Thank you.